Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the More Plants podcast. I'm so happy to have you here listening in today. Today, I am popping in here, slightly interrupting our newly revamped and updated Why Vegan series, which will continue in our next episode, because I have a bit of an informal conversation. I want to share what's been going on behind the scenes and bring you some news, bring you some updates, which if you follow us on social media or you're one of our students of our paid courses or our free courses, you probably have a bit more information on what's coming. But of course, this podcast is the space for longer conversations, for nuance, and where I can share more. And so that's part of what we're going to do today. Hi there, and welcome to More Plants, a vegan podcast by Bramble that helps you start, continue, and enjoy eating plant-based for your health, the animals, and the planet. I'm Kim Sujovalski, your host and certified plant-based cook and educator. In this podcast, you'll find all the practical tips, resources, and support you'll need to make your journey easy and sustainable, no matter where you are along this path. To learn more about our online courses, recipes, and blog, visit bramble.com. And now, let's dive into today's episode. So we've been doing a lot of work behind the scenes, and this is the thing with a business like the one we have where everything is online. People often don't get to see what's going on. They get to see the end result months after we begin the process, but you don't get the day-to-day. And if people only knew everything, all of the little bits and pieces that go into anything we create for you, you wouldn't be able to believe it because we really have to wear so many hats. And one minute I'm recipe testing, the other minute I'm writing and researching, the other minute I'm uploading and posting on social media for our usual work. And I'm recording these podcasts and I'm researching these podcasts. And then Carlos is editing, but then we're filming and then we're photographing food and then I'm recipe testing again. And there are so many aspects to running the business, to the admin work, to the work we have to do on the website and the blog, and so much more. People often ask me what my favorite aspect about Bramble is, if I could choose one thing. And I have so many different answers to that question on different days. I love recording the podcast. I love photographing our recipes. I love recipe testing. I love filming for you. And I do have to say that one of the most special things about this space that we've created has been, even though we are miles away from each other, even though we've never used a whisk side by side or a mixed dough together side by side, or we've cooked together side by side, the connection I've developed with so many of our students and our listeners has been so deep and profound and special. And I never, ever take that for granted. I read everything you send me. And if you've ever sent me an email sharing things about your life and you get these very lengthy responses from me, which sometimes take me a little bit of time to get them out, but I always do. And it's because I value this relationship that you've created with me, a stranger. It's such a special thing. And throughout the process of getting to know you and hearing your comments and hearing about your experiences in the kitchen and what you've needed, we really listen to you. And it's the origin of everything I'm going to tell you about today. We have been creating one of the biggest revamps and updates in our, well, in Bramble's history, really. And I honestly can't wait for it to be ready, just to see how you like, because I think that it's going to serve so many of you. And I want to know how you enjoy it, if you're finding it helpful, if it helped with the pieces that were missing, because I think that when something is coming from several of you, from many of you, there's something there. And there are so many different aspects to our personalities and the way we do things and the way we learn things. And I really, really wanted to be able to give you the experience that is going to help you out the most. This is not your run-of-the-mill website update. We do that a lot. And Carlos has had one of the things I sometimes complain about you know, I love, you know how much I love working with him, but some of the things that I've in the past complained about, let's put it like that, is he would constantly want to sort of revamp the look of the website, the program, something when it comes to just the design and visual aspect. And it would sometimes drive me crazy because I wanted to focus on maybe creating a new course or creating different recipes for you. And those changes often took a very, very big chunk of time, but they were always great. I always listened to him because he always ends up convincing me. And just having that renewed, refreshing experience when we open the website and we open the program and we know you're going to do it too is fantastic. And we've done that a lot. But this revamp is different. This revamp is structural and it's a revamp with new additions and it's so exciting. So I'm talking about two big new features that everyone will be able to enjoy, whether you're a member of My Brown Bowl or not. And I'm going to get into what those two new features are a little bit later. And one massive revamp for our students of our online program, My Brown Bowl. So I'm going to start with that one. One of the upsides of posting weekly videos since we started is that I get to hang out in your kitchen, so to speak, and just give you an endless supply of meals and new ideas and dishes. I can hear feedback from you on what you need and what you want to see next, what you're looking to cook, what you can't cook, what you need help cooking. And of course, my cooking is always changing whenever I learn something new. And of course, you've also just let me evolve with the program and with you. So much about me has changed throughout these years. And that's always reflected in my cooking and in my teaching style. Now, the only downside to this is that there is a lot, and I mean a lot of content in the program at this point. And I know that it can be overwhelming for someone who actually just needs more led support, a bit of hand holding. And you've often asked me where to start. What video should I watch first? What types of lessons should I watch? Should I start here? Should I start with the organization videos or in the kitchen videos or the cooking skills videos or the recipes and which ones? And if there's a recommended order, and how to begin when you're feeling a little bit lost. There are definitely choose your own adventure people and people who need a more guided path. There's both. We're out there. I sometimes navigate between the two. Sometimes I'm one and sometimes I'm the other. And the guided path is what so many of you have loved about our other courses, like the Roadmap and Melt, our free courses. There's an order in the lessons. I take you from one to the next. There's a clear start and finish with a journey you go through from one end to the other end, especially because some of you are tackling two things at once. Some of you are tackling the process of going vegan and the process of learning how to cook plant-based ingredients and create delicious meals. So you're putting all these new habits into action, and that often needs additional support. It needs a little bit of extra hand holding. And that's normal. That's the way it should be when we're tackling so many new things at once, and so many of our students are. So we've heard you. We've heard you through the years. And although we're still keeping the classic way of structuring the program, for those of you who prefer it, we are in the process of creating what we started calling Brown Bowl's Cooking Success Path. And it is, in essence, everything you love about the online program, but more structured, with hours and hours, and I mean hours, of additional video and instruction and content and lessons that marks the full journey for you. So you don't have to guess where to start or what you should watch next. As you know, if you've been students of our courses and have watched the making of videos that I was talking about before, we sometimes add these at the end of the course just to say, we did it. We've made it to the end. And now I want you to go behind the scenes and see what this entire process was like. And if you've watched those videos, you know how much we love our Post-its and our note cards, and we're very, very visual people. So thanks to the genius that is Carlos, we sat down to structure what is essentially my cooking brain on paper. Only there was a lot to it because I've been at this for a very long time. And there are nearly 500 videos in our online program at this point. And so we literally couldn't do it on paper. So we created this intricate sort of pathway with so many colors of digital Post-its in this digital whiteboard of sorts that we could add on and expand as we added more. Big shout out to the Freeform app, which I have fallen in love with and which allowed us to do this. But Carlos would airplay this whiteboard to our TV and we just sat in front of it for weeks, adding, grouping things, thinking about levels of difficulty, thinking of things we've never added to the program and that now made so much more sense. And we didn't know it then, but we were not only creating basically another course within the program, but a full restructuring of our little school we call Brown Bowl, of our entire business. It's moments like that where I wish people could see into our little Brown Bowl office, which is sometimes our couch or our garden, this little wooden table we have in our garden or our kitchen or our dining room table or anywhere inspiration hits, because when I say Brown Bowl is a collaboration, people don't realize up to what point it's a collaboration. There is nothing I create and show you that doesn't have Carlos's amazing brain in every step of the process. He is without a doubt one of the most creative people I know, not only in his amazing music, he's an awesome musician for those of you who don't know, as well as a rocking and incredible physician, but also in helping me bring you the best version of myself that I can bring you. Because I'm in my own head, but he's that external eye that sees everything I'm doing. And he's the one that's telling me, this is the golden nugget right here. This is the thing that's going to help people. This other stuff, we can scrap it. Let's scrap that. And he's just has this bird's eye view that sometimes I can't have. So we were swimming in digital multicolored Post-its and we designed a path. And so we called it a path. I wanted to give you a little teaser of what's going to be in there. You're going to go through big main stages that go from the easiest and most basic techniques and recipes and habits to put in place, and they get bigger and grow into more comprehensive and elaborate while still being totally doable and great for the home cook. So think of stages like different small towns with a road that crosses all of them and takes you from one to the next to the next. In each of these towns, you're going to find your milestones. And these are different goalposts that I want to help you reach that while you're in the path, they cover different aspects of planning and cooking and getting organized and eating and all of that good stuff. I want you to think of these milestones as buildings in each town. We're going to go into each of these buildings and go from floor to floor, from room to room, and in each one, a lesson awaits. Sometimes these rooms will have introductory lessons. Sometimes they'll have practice lessons. And here you can say hello to all of our recipes, old and new. Sometimes there'll be lessons on theory or planning or habits I want you to put in place when it comes to organization and shopping and prepping, etc. Some, for the very first time, will be quizzes or assessments. And these are just meant to help you internalize everything you're learning. Some rooms will be check-ins, but this is another surprise I have for you, which I'll tell you a bit about towards the end of the episode. But of today's episode, I mean. So of course, these aren't actual rooms. You're going to have a structure that is very easy to browse and navigate, very similar to what you're used to in the program. But I wanted to use the sort of analogy of the towns and the buildings and the rooms, just so you get an idea of what this map that you're going to go through is like. And so once you've checked out one building, you'll go into another one. And what awaits you in there is different, but it's all part of the same town, aka your stages in the path. As a teaser, the milestones, or those quote-unquote buildings, include a knowledge milestone, a prepping milestone, an organization milestone, a planning milestone, a recipe milestone, and a new ingredient milestone. And as you advance through these towns, we'll also incorporate a batch cooking milestone. And within each, especially in your knowledge milestone, which will always be the most comprehensive one because that's where we're covering all of the cooking skills, you're going to find countless lessons which you'll go through in order, advancing your skills with every step. All your towns will have the same types of buildings, but what's inside changes and advances as you move forward and as you advance. You'll have a few of these main big towns or stages, and you're also going to have additional bonus stages filled with additional skills and recipes to tackle specific kinds of cooking in case you still want to keep going into more advanced territory. And that's sort of going to be an optional journey you can carry on with after the big main ones. Once you've visited all of your town's buildings and floors and rooms and have covered all of those milestones, you'll be going through a checklist. Everything that I have sort of laid out for you to cover in that town, you're going to check to see if you've put into practice. You can hop back in the car and head on over to the next town for more advanced lessons if you've done them all. But here's the beauty of this. This is meant to hold you accountable, to help you not only watch, but do. But you decide. If you decide that you're not ready to move on to the next stage of the path, you decide when and how long you spend your time in each one, and you move forward only when you're ready. And the idea is that you only move on to adding new things once the first ones I taught you are already firmly in your life. And this is what's going to help you tremendously reach all of the cooking goals and organization goals and planning goals, and on this ultimate goal to making more of these vegan choices or going vegan. So I think it's going to be really fun and helpful, and you are the one in the driver's seat always, like I always tell you. Now, each of these stages or towns has a focus, and I'll be sharing more on that as we get closer to releasing it for you. But let me just say that it's my cooking experience, my cooking brain, and my hands, and all my training in a cute outfit for the home cook. And we cover so much ground. Apart from what is laid out in the path, we of course have a library of hundreds of additional recipes. Think of it as a recipe bank, or even better yet, for our town analogy, a recipe library where you can hop in and out as you wish to, in addition to the path. It's your town library, if you will, with so many additional resources to browse and cook from if you feel like doing more and you're still not ready to move on to the next stage, but you want to cook a particular recipe or you have a specific ingredient in your house and you want to use it. And so that's always going to be there for you. Ironically, within the path, as the skills get more advanced, the new habits we've helped you put into place get more cemented. And so you'll be confident enough to cook more and to keep moving forward. And that's the beauty of the way we've designed it. Now, this only scratches the surface of what you'll find as you go through the path. Before I tell you about the two amazing new features we're also adding that will be able to be enjoyed by everybody, not only our students of My Brown Bowl, know that all of these changes to our online program will be applied automatically to our members at no extra cost. Words cannot describe how grateful we are for all of our students. We started Brown Bowl sitting at a Starbucks over Christmas over 8 years ago. And I can still remember our first five students that signed up that first day. I could still name them for you. And we were not ready for the incredible journey that this has been, where thousands of students have passed through our doors through the years, from adult home cooks to professionals to teens and their families, grandparents that are changing their diets at age 70 or above, people who then started their own bakeries or cafes, homeschooling moms and dads who used it in their lesson planning. You've changed our lives, and I've gotten to know so many of you on such a deep level. Some of you I've had the joy of meeting in person. Some of you have become lifelong friends. This is our way of saying thank you for being with us all these years. And throughout those years, I've really listened to you and what you need. And so we created this big change that I hope everyone's going to find so helpful. So if you are a current member, as soon as the Cooking Success Path goes live, you will be able to see it that morning in your library, and you'll automatically have hours, and I mean hours, of additional and new content and a newly revamped experience all included. You don't even have to sign up for it if you're already a member. Our price will be going up after we launch, and we're going to be doing some changes in the way that our program is structured, but this will only affect anyone that isn't signed up already. This means that if you've been thinking about it, if you've been waiting, but you want to join, if you had to leave us, but you miss it, the best time to sign up is before we add this new update. But we don't only have our members of My Brown Bowl to thank. All of you, our listeners, our readers, our cheerleaders, our newsletter subscribers, our students of our other courses, our students of our free courses, you're all a part of this too. You are helping change this world, your health, our beloved animals, one bite at a time too. And we know that sometimes financial circumstances are what they are. And if you can't afford our membership, or you can't afford our paid courses, we wanted to also support you and give you something that you could get a lot of use out of. So we couldn't let this revamped party end with our online program only. So here are two new features that we are also launching soon. We are about to have, for the very first time ever, our very own app. Yep. Our very own app for your mobile devices. Although before you could browse our content on your mobile device through your web browser or through the Kajabi app, and that's the amazing company that helps us run this little shindig, now you'll be able to download our very own app and browse everything directly within it, from watching a video to searching for ingredients or recipes to accessing your printable PDFs and your starred or favorite recipes. You can ask questions and more. You can be at the store, and if you don't remember what you're going to need for a recipe, or you just want to use it as a shopping list while you're shopping, you're going to be able to do that because it's all going to be there in an easy to access app where you'll have everything you have in our traditional version of the program and the courses and everything. We are so excited about this, and it's been in the works for a while, and it's been so hard to hold my tongue and not tell you about it. The app is for any of our courses. It's for our online program, and within it, it's for our upcoming Cooking Success Path. It's for the roadmap. It's for Melt. It's for our free courses. Everyone is going to be able to enjoy it. A big, big thank you has to go out today for those of you who replied to the email we sent out a couple of days ago for Android beta testers. We're so, so grateful. When we sent out this request, a lot of you were worried and asked me if the app would also be available for iOS and iPhone or iPad too. And yes, yes, of course it will. Both will be ready in no time. They just go through a different sort of app store process and an app store approval process, which is why we made the specific call out. But of course, it's going to be available for anyone, Android users, iPhone users, all of you will be able to enjoy it. last but not least, we are finally launching the Brownville community. This is going to be a forum-based space within Brownville where you'll be able to share your experiences, recipes, common struggles, triumphs, meal ideas, experiments you're doing in the kitchen, social conundrums where we all know, and I've talked about this so many times in our podcast, that sometimes the social aspects of eating in such a different way and living in such a different way, it can feel a little bit isolating. It can feel, especially if you're the only one in your family or your group of friends, like you're this odd one out. And we all need to have that support from people around us, even if it's someone we've never met. Sometimes they people who are going through a similar path can be such a great source of support. And that's one of the things you're going to be able to find in the community. You're going to be able to find recommendations, favorite products and brands of delicious goodies, so you can find something if you haven't found something that you've been craving and you're not sure what to get. We're going to have threads on so many different things so that you can just find your peeps. And there's going to be so much more with all of your fellow students. They're going to be there. I'm going to be there too, of course. It will be moderated by me with tons of fun challenges, community check-ins within the Cooking Success Path itself, places where you can just find community with people who are on a similar journey to yours. I'm very excited about this. The community will be available to students of my Brownville, of our other paid courses, as well as our free courses. So everybody can join and get support. 2024 is like a giant box filled with treats and goodies and surprises. And I had to share so you know what's coming. My hope is that you love everything we're creating for you. We've done it with so much love. It's taken so much time and dedication and hard work. And I can't wait to see it ready. I still can't believe I can't believe it. I think I have to see it to believe it, but it's actually going to be there and it's going to have everything we've been planning for you. And especially, I hope that it helps you with what has been my main goal from the very first day since we started Brownville, and that's to teach you everything I know about making plants and plant-based ingredients the star of your table. And of course, to help you in this transition, to help you become this just the best vegan cook that you can be. And while doing that, that the transition, wherever you're planning on taking it, feels doable and manageable and doesn't add stress or just anything negative to your life. I want it to be happy, and I want you to be filled with creative ideas. And this is what we've created. It's all for that. This year, we also brought on the revamp and rebranding of our podcast, as you know, and we're so grateful to all of our faithful listeners who are adapting to the changes and are still hanging with us and listening to our episodes. This revamp came as a little calling from the podcast itself to me, and I've gone through quite a journey all these years too, and I wanted to reorganize everything for you to give you a one-stop shop that gathered all of the information you'll need in this transition. I'm learning so much in my studies as well, and I have so many new perspectives when it comes to habits, to the way our minds work, to just ways of introducing new ideas, plus years of practice in the kitchen and in going through these changes myself and witnessing them in the stories of all of our students through the years. When I sit down to listen to past episodes, I had so many new things to say. I had different ways to say it. I wanted to grab a piece from this episode and one from this other one and put them together so you could get all the information at once, more organized and in less time. So slowly but surely, I'm doing the biggest task of housekeeping with our podcast, bringing you all of the content you found helpful, but adding more to it as I record our new episodes. Hopefully, once all that content is making its way up there or is there, I can focus on having interesting conversations with people who will bring their expertise, as we did in our interview series in our old podcast. So it's a work in progress, and I hope that we can still have so much content there that will be helpful to you. It was a big, bold move to scratch and start again. And sometimes you have to break the rules a little bit of what most people would do or what I would have done in the past. And I know some of you miss some of the older episodes, but please rest assured that we'll be bringing so much of it back into our podcast, but with so much more to say and to bring you, and hopefully lots of interesting people with all of their knowledge as well. Now, as a personal update, we're working on all of this stuff I just mentioned every day from the moment we finish our coffee up until dinner time, which means I'm waking up even earlier to learn about synapses and personality and motivation and emotions and genetics and biology and the psychology of attention and how our brains work. It's a game of tending to each of my loves a little bit every day. My love for my teeny tiny family, which is always my number one priority. My love of Bramble and all of you. My love of cooking. My love of learning. It's a juggling act for sure. Some days I fail miserably and I do end up in tears sometimes. And I think, oh my gosh, I'm never going to make it to where I want to go with all of this. And some days I'm soaring and it feels like there is just no other path for me but the one that I'm on. And it's just been a complete exercise of just learning that I have to take up a little bit of space to do all of these things that are now filling my life, that I have less space and time for other things. And especially that I also have to remember that I'm a human and that I need to take breaks and rest. And that's been the hardest part. That's always the hardest part for me, because I can turn on the switch, almost if it were a switch of a light, and just go and go and go and go and keep going until literally the light bulb just goes out and there's nothing left. And so I'm trying to break that cycle, but still get, you know, still move forward, still be on this forward path. And I just felt like sharing a little bit of all of these updates that will affect the things we provide for you, but also a little bit of a personal update and share what's been going on here behind the scenes. I can't thank you enough for being a part of this. As you can probably tell, we're going through big changes around here, but hopefully at the end of it, I will have done everything I can to help support you on your journeys. It's why I started, and it's why I'm still here. So stick around. All of this is coming soon, and I'll see you in our next episode. Thank you so much for listening in today. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a rating and review on your favorite podcast platform. It really helps us reach more people who are interested in making more vegan choices and need some support. Remember that you can find all of the show notes, links, and many additional resources for this episode in the description below. And of course, don't forget to visit bramble.com to learn more about our online courses, recipes, and blog posts. Till next time, everyone.